I know it was pretty kind of scary because the first thing that happened was like I thought about that because they have little ones like 6-7 years old and just like 5 kids in the house, and I thought, man, I need to take care of, you know, I want to run. So I tried to call everyone, every phone number that I know at that place, but nobody answered the phone, and I just kind of get scared. I thought I need to run across the street, and I saw like cars lined up, like police cars, fire trucks, and I thought maybe I'm gonna just go across the street and see if I can wake them up. When I went to their place, I knocked on the door and nobody opened the door. I just keep like kicking, and finally they got out, and I said, you guys need to get help because there's a fire next door, and I don't know if it's gonna come right to your building. So they everybody got up at the same time and just ran outside and looked, and there's like flames everywhere, and the smell, the smokes, and it was just, it was overwhelming. And I thought, let's get out and move to the sites because we're not sure what's going to happen.
Did you see families coming out? Did you see people just confused?
Yes, there's like people next door, like people right next to them. Everybody was like on the balcony, and they came outside, and just like line of people on the sidewalk keep watching that building right next to them. And I pulled them aside and like, let's just wait right here because you guys don't know what's going to happen next. So
probably very thankful that they're okay today.
Yes, I'm very thankful that everybody is okay. It's a school day and kids going to be ready for school, and I'm hoping that nothing happened on the way that can stop them, you know, from getting ready for what's going to happen today in the morning. So
this is your family you evacuated? Your family?
My sister lives in the next unit right next to that building. So when I went right next door, I was just kicking on the door, and just like everybody, it takes about a good 5 minutes for them to finally open the door, and I said, let's get out because we don't know what's going on. There's the building right next to you guys is like in flame. There's like fire everywhere, and everybody jumped out and ran outside.